at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm visiting with Richard Vierling. And Richard, you are the man who kind of is walking around here trying to make sure everything runs smooth, right?
Well, that's my job, to make it run smooth. And luckily, I have a great staff and have a really strong planning committee and really strong chairman who have gotten some fabulous speakers. And because of their hard work, it's been a very smooth conference.
Well, I've been to several now and really enjoyed this one. Of course, these topics change the focus from conference to conference. But how do you feel about how this one's gone? We're right here almost the end.
It's been fabulous. We have gotten nothing but rave reviews. Like I said, the planning committee hit a home run on the topics. It is things that are important to farmers, important to the industry, and it is interacting very well with the public researchers. So the speakers have been prepared. They've given strong presentations. And actually, we've had to cut off the questions because we were going over, and so it generated that much excitement in the industry.
It looks like you've had good industry participation with companies, either through their sponsorships or some of them having representatives here to speak on these programs.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's unique about CUTC is the way we have the industry and the researchers in a very close proximity, working together, exchanging ideas. And I think this intimacy about CUTC is unique to science meetings, and we want to keep that. We always want to increase participation, but we don't want to get large enough that the free flow of ideas starts to drag.
How about looking at the Gary Lamy student poster competition? It looks like you had pretty good participation this year.
Yes, we had good participation. Of course, we always like more students. You know, we would like every student to be researching corn new uses or something related to corn. But, you know, we had a very strong poster competition. The five judges, it was very difficult, you know, and at the end, the difference between third, fourth, and fifth place was, we're talking just points, just a very, very tough decision. But that's good, and we have three speakers now that are past winners of the graduate competition, so that's good. We're helping, you know, with these students' career, and you know they are continuing to work in corn.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fascinating. When I heard that you were having that participation here, that you know have come from student participation back a number of years ago. Well, let's before we close here, look ahead, 2016, year after next conference, right?
Right. We'll be starting in a couple months with site visits, and we'll start narrowing that down, and you know we'll have to get our site first, and then we'll be back in the mode of looking at the industry, trying to predict which topics are going to be hot and which ones we need to address, and you know, that's hard, you know, because you always don't know what's going to be coming in the future, if it's new regulations or a hot research breakthrough. But you know, we're gonna start putting those together very soon.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to participate here with you again at that time, because I've learned a lot here over the last few years, and you know, got 12, 15 interviews with some of your presenters and others here that we're going to be sharing out. And so just met some great folks and seen some old friends, too, at the same time. Thank you very much, Richard, for visiting with me here. We're closing out the 2014 Corn Utilization Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.